is up and in by Carly Wright. Wright gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Lucy Scope gets the assist. And St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 36-29.
Many schools enter tonight's contest as top seeds, but could slip to a team on the bubble if the Cinderella slipper fits, or a team ready to make a run.
They get things into a Bostock. Bostock fakes and now drives into the hole. Her shot is up and in. Carly Bostock's got a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 6-4.
Tonight's action brought to you by Flat River Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, let's head courtside for tonight's game.
And thank you for joining us here tonight on the New Tech pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. I'm Brandon Peoples here courtside at St. Cecilia High School tonight as we bring you this D19 girls basketball sub-district final between the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Red Cloud Warriors. These two teams have faced each other twice in the regular season. The number one seed Blue Hill Bobcats winning both of those contests back on January 16th, winning 52-19. They also defeated Red Cloud in the Twin Valley Conference game out in Kennesaw February 6th. It was a 49-18 victory for the Lady Bobcats. So both a little bit lopsided wins here, but Red Cloud played very well here down the stretch over their last few ball games, only suffering a tough loss at Deschler, 59-24. They won three of their last four and four of their last six contests to close out the season, one of those losses being to Blue Hill. Red Cloud coming in 13-9, certainly the underdog here tonight. Blue Hill, number three rated team in Class D1 by the Lincoln Journal-Star. They have a 20-2 record, and they're riding high on an 18-game winning streak. It dates all the way back to December 18th. In fact, the last time this team lost was right back here in the Hastings-St. Cecilia Gymnasium to St. Cecilia, 55-42. They also lost at Superior. So they've had a very good season here. Taking a look at some of the teams that they've faced, they've had some not-so-good teams they've faced, and they've also had some real quality wins over that stretch. One of those being Silver Lake back in the earlier part of the season. They also took down Silver Lake a couple times. So definitely Blue Hill battle-tested here, ready to go tonight. We'll see what Red Cloud can hand to them. They played very well here just the other night, defeating Kennesaw 53-46, and they held on for that victory. They had a 13-point lead in the second half. Kennesaw almost staged a comeback, got it to within two, before Red Cloud was able to stretch the lead back out to about 7 points. It's going to be a good one here tonight, we think, and we hope you will enjoy this ball game. We've got starting lineups coming up here in just a bit. First of all, here's a look at some of the other games going on our Platte River Radio network of stations. On 1230 AM KHAS, Mike Will has Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Sandy Creek. That is out in Minden tonight. Also, Tyson Avronik is up in Grand Island. He'll be providing reports during that contest, also on KHAS, between Adams Central and Central City. So you kind of get a double dose there on KHAS tonight. Over on Classic Hits 98.9, Randy Bushcutter, he's got Kearney Catholic versus Minden. That is a game being played out in Lexington tonight. And on 1460 AM, ESPN Radio, Axtell is taking on Elm Creek. Craig Eckert has that one for you, live from Kearney Catholic High School. And, of course, we've also got Husker basketball on tonight on 1550 as Nebraska is at Maryland. A lot of other contests going on. Of course, the game over on 1460 tonight will have a lot of people's interest over here in this gymnasium because the winner of that game will play the winner of this game next Friday in the district D15 final. And that is featuring Axtell and Elm Creek again. So the winner between Blue Hill and Red Cloud will play either Axtell or Elm Creek at a site yet to be determined. Got about 5 minutes away here from the tip-off of this one. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and provide you the starting lineups for this one. That's all coming up here on the New Tech pregame show here on The Breeze.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back into the New Tech pregame show, live here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Taking a look around the other D1 sub-district finals going on tonight. Of course, we talked about Axtell and Elm Creek. That's D110. The other D1 sub-district finals tonight, Friend is taking on Sterling in the D1-1 sub-district final, and BDS taking on Heartland as well tonight. Howells Dodge is taking on Meade tonight in the D1-3 final, while Fullerton entertains Humphrey St. Francis in the D1-4 sub-district final. Emerson Hubbard and Pender matching up in the D1-5 sub-district final, and Creighton is playing Laurel Concord Coleridge tonight. In D1-7, it's St. Mary's versus Chambers Wheeler Central, and in the D1-8, it's South Loop versus Central Valley. And in the D1-11 sub-district final out west tonight, Brady will be playing Maxwell this evening, and Dundee County Stratton and Sutherland will match up in the D1-12 sub-district. Here tonight, again, it's Blue Hill and Red Cloud. Blue Hill defeating Harvard on Tuesday night, 69-23. Again, that was a win over Harvard, a dominant performance by the Lady Bobcats. As for Red Cloud, they won 53-46 over Kennesaw here on Tuesday night. Let's take a look at those starting lineups for tonight's contest. First up for the Red Cloud Lady Warriors, 13-9 on the season. They'll go this way. Emily McCleary. And Emily McCleary is a 5'6 senior. We've also got starting tonight Alexis Hoff, a 5'5 senior. Bailey Lewis, a 5'7 senior, gets the start. Maria Akinga, 5'7 sophomore. And Braylon Lockhart, a 5'11 senior for the Warriors. Head coach of Red Cloud, Casey Fangmeyer. He's assisted by Beth Menke. So again, it's McCleary, Hoff, Lewis, Akinga, and Lockhart for the Red Cloud Warriors. Now your starting lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats tonight. They'll go this way. Kenzie Hubble, a 5'5 sophomore. Yuriko Hernandez-Peel, a 5'6 sophomore. Lene Comescher also getting the start tonight, 5'5 senior. She's the leader of this team here. Mackenzie Willicott, big game Tuesday night. She is a 5'9 senior. And Adrian Lipker, a 5'11 senior, also gets the start. Head coach of the Lady Bobcats, Tim Streff. He is assisted by John Coffey and Raylene Jamison. So again, it's Hubble, Hernandez-Peel, Lene Comescher, Willicott, and Lipker for the Blue Hill Bobcats, who come in at 20-2 on the season. Just again, mentioned Lene Comescher, big game for her Tuesday night. Mackenzie Willicott also with a big game. Willicott had 25 points in the game against Harvard on Tuesday. Comescher scored 20, so they had two players in double figures, but it wasn't just the offense that really helped Blue Hill. They played excellent defense. Every single pass seemed to be tipped, batted away here and there. Excellent midcourt defense, and we'll look for that again here tonight. Comescher, Lene Comescher, had so many steals the other night, I lost count. She had about five kicked balls, and I talked to the coach about that in the coach's interview. He said he doesn't mind if she gets a kickball here and there. As long as she plays good defense, he's fine with that and can't blame him there anytime because it gets in the head defensively of the other team. As for Red Cloud, their leading scorer the other night was Emily McCleary and Bailey Lewis. They each scored 13 points. Braylon Lockhart also had 12 in kind of a balanced scoring effort against Kennesaw. So that is kind of a preview of what's to come here tonight. and what we might see here from these two teams. We're getting ready for the national anthem here at the Chapman Gymnasium, so we'll step aside, come back, bring you the opening tip after this.
The gymnasium on the campus of St. Cecilia High School for the D19 Sub-District Finals Basketball Championship.
Where do you get more Superstore? Islands Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore.
Gary Michaels Clothiers at downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck, 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. Back here on the Breeze. National Anthem just finishing up here for us here at the Chapman Gymnasium. The D19 Sub-District Final getting set here tonight from Hastings St. Cecilia High School. Glad you could join us here tonight on the New Tech pregame show. Let's take a look at tonight's Seed to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Well, for Blue Hill tonight, it is defense. The more defense that they can have here at midcourt, like they did on Tuesday night, a lot of their points came on transition buckets. They do that again here tonight. It's going to be easy breezy here tonight for the Lady Bobcats. As for Red Cloud, they've got to be able to break that press and see if they can't continue that balanced scoring. They need a fast start here tonight. Blue Hill, yeah, you get into a hole early, it is tough to dig out because they do play such good defense. So, again, Red Cloud needs a fast start. I'd say Blue Hill, continue business as usual like you've been doing the last 18 games. Good defense at midcourt. Force as many turnovers as you can. Again, Seed to Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. We are just about to get set here. Opening tip coming your way. Blue Hill dressed in their home white uniforms, blue trim and blue and black trim, I should say, and Red Cloud with their dark red uniforms, yellow numerals, yellow trim down the side. It's going to be a good one here tonight. Again, we got a lot of ball games on our network of radio stations. Five games. We've got all the stations working hard. Here we go. Opening tip will be controlled here in just a moment. It's going to be tipping it up for Red Cloud, Braylon Lockhart against Mackenzie Willicott of Blue Hill. And the opening tip is controlled by Blue Hill. They'll go right to left as the tip is controlled by Kenzie Hubble. Over to Comescher on the left wing. Back up top, Hubble. She'll dribble around the right side of the wing into the corner for Eurico Hernandez-Beal, who thought about shooting. Instead, dumps it off. Now to Hubble. Back in the corner to Hernandez-Beal. She'll shoot the three and connect. Hernandez-Beal gets Blue Hill on the board first. It's 3-0. Now Red Cloud facing some full-court pressure being applied by Blue Hill. Getting close to a 10 count. Bailey Lewis in the back court, and there it is, 10 count. So a turnover just like that. And there's that pressure defense being applied once again by Blue Hill. And now it's Lene Comescher controlling the ball. She'll shoot the three from the left side. That one off the front of the rim. No good. Weak side rebound is controlled by Emily McCleary. Red Cloud gets it across the timeline. They work into their half-court offense. Bailey Lewis dishes off to Maria Akinga over left wing now. Alexis Hoff has it. They'll work it into the high post, kick it back out. Now down low, it goes to Lockhart. Lockhart turnaround jumper, good. A good answer that time by the Warriors. It's 3-2, Blue Hill. Kenzie Hubble will bring it across, moves to the left side, into the corner. Now gets the pass back. They'll work it down to the post underneath. Willicott, turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. It's left short. Rebound fought for. Tie-up situation. And the alternating arrow pointing to Red Cloud. So that is a Blue Hill turnover there on that tie-up situation. 3-2 remains your score. First quarter underway here from St. Cecilia. Controlling the basketball, Maria Akinga now facing a double team in the backcourt. It's stolen away. Back the other way we go, and quickly a travel whistled on Mackenzie Willicott. So got the steal, but then couldn't hang on to it. As we get started here, almost a steal there as Hubble had it tipped. They do cross the timeline. It's controlled now by Alexis Hoff in the forecourt. Working around to Bailey Lewis on the right wing, around to the top of the key. Now it's over to Alexis Hoff. Hoff finds Lewis in the corner right side, now cut off. Tried to drive, but nothing open there. Blue Hill playing a good zone defense. Now here's a wild three-point shot. Bailey Lewis bringing down the house, and Red Cloud takes a 5-3 lead. Blue Hill basketball in the corner. Hernandez-Peel has it right wing. Now down to the high post. Willicott kicks it out to 1A Comesher. One-handed pass over into the corner. Hernandez-Peel shoots. It's no good. Ball tipped around and still loose. And it's out of bounds to Red Cloud. Red Cloud leads it here early on first quarter. Blue Hill applying more full court pressure as Emily McCleary having the time of her life getting this ball across the floor. It's tipped across the timeline. Bailey Lewis now controls. She finds Alexis Hoff on the wing. Trying to do a skip pass here, and Lewis couldn't get it to her teammate. Comesher's knee got in the way, and it's out of bounds. So Red Cloud retains possession here at the 5-12 mark. Back up top. They'll swing it around left side. Alexis Hoff has it. Now up top. Down to the high post. Blocked shot there as McCleary went up with it. It was blocked by Adrian Lipker. Red Cloud retains. Shot put up is no good by Braylon Lockhart, and the rebound goes to Blue Hill. As Hubble sets up in the half court, over to Comesher left wing. We get a foul away from the basketball. No, a 3-second. Excuse me, it is a foul. It's a foul. Adrian Lipker, it's an offensive foul away from the basketball, and that's the first whistle of the ball game. Red Cloud basketball taking it the length of the floor here against the more backcourt pressure. Blue Hill in the man-to-man defense, and now they force a turnover in the backcourt. So difficult to advance the basketball against this team. Now Hubble gets the pass as she tipped it in. Got it. Tipped right back to her underneath the hoop. Puts it in for two. 5-5 here early on. 4:29 mark of the first quarter. Now pass is deflected across the timeline. It goes out of bounds. Adrian Lipker looked to have a hand on it, but also so did Alexis Hoff. They were battling for the basketball. So it will go to Blue Hill. They'll take it the length of the floor going right to left. Hubble will look over at her coach Tim Streff and get the play call. They'll skip it down to the high post. Kick it out for Comesher for three, and she nails it. 1A Comesher with the third three-pointer of this game, second for Blue Hill. It's 8-5, Lady Bobcats. Red Cloud again trying to get it across the timeline, getting once again close to a 10 count. They do get it across. It's McCleary this time, double-teamed, and gets it away somehow. Kenzie Hubble's down on the floor on her knees here. May have lost a contact or might have been hit in the face. I'm not sure. Now she's favoring her right knee there, it looked like. Coach Streff going to take a look at her here and Hopefully she's okay. Again, just underway here, 3:53 mark of the first quarter, 8-5 in favor of Blue Hill. Morgan Nibby is going to check into the ball game here. As coming out of the game is Alexis Hoff. And Hubble is going to be walked off the floor by her head coach, Tim Streff. And Suzanne Strasberg will come in for her. Oh, hopefully Hubble is okay. Yeah, that's one of their defensive players on this team that's very good. So hopefully she can come back. Bailey Lewis on the wing, down to the low post now. Shot put up by Braylon Lockhart is no good. It's rebounded by Blue Hill. Willicott with it on the right wing. They work it around to Hernandez. Peel now back over to Willicott. Left side, three-point shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Suzanne Strasberg comes down with it. Now it's over to Hernandez-Peel on the right wing. She dribbles. Cross-court pass over to Willicott. Up top, Comescher's got it. Three-point shot, no good. And a rebound into the hands of Red Cloud's Maria Akinga. Warriors come up the floor here. Bailey Lewis with the ball. Swing it around right side. McCleary has it. Dribbles with the right hand. Down to the high post. Kick it out. Lewis for three. It's off the rim. And rebounded to Blue Hill. And Lene Comescher comes between the circles. Goes over to Hernandez-Peel, who dribbles with the right hand. Now picks up the dribble. Lewis able to swat it away. Battle for the basketball. Right on the sideline. And Hernandez-Peel comes up with it. Looking for her teammate, Willicott, underneath the hoop, and it sails through her hands, out of bounds. So kind of a wasted possession that time for Blue Hill. They come up with nothing here, and Red Cloud will take over. 2:35 left in the first quarter, 8-5. Blue Hill leads Red Cloud. Emily McCleary dribbling to the right side. Now down to the high post. They kick it out to Lewis. It's like a little zone defense being showed here by Blue Hill. Morgan Nibby with the basketball had it stripped away from her, and we get a foul, a loose ball foul whistled against Red Cloud. And it's going to go against Emily McCleary. That's her first team foul against the Warriors. So Lady Bobcats come up the floor as Comescher brings it across. Over to Hernandez-Peel, right wing. Back over to Comescher. Now Willicott will drive down to the baseline. Puts it up off the rim. No good. Strasburg there for the rebound. Putback will not go, and it's rebounded by Red Cloud. Blue Hill dominating the board so far, 5-3. Red Cloud will set up their offense here as McCleary looks for an outlet. Gets it down to Nibby in the high post. She's pivoting around. Now, nice open look underneath the hoop, and it's Braylon Lockhart for two more. 8-7, Blue Hill with the lead. Minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Willicott, left wing, looking cross-court for Hernandez-Peel. Wide open three, shoots it, and it's no good. There's an offensive rebound, though, for Adrian Lipker. Her pass intercepted. Intercepted as Bailey Lewis comes up with it. Skip pass ahead, left side, three-point shot on the way, in and out of the basket. As it was halfway down, it came right back up. That was Jocelyn Shipman who shot that and just went in and out. Shipman just checking into the ballgame for the first time. Here's Willicott, left wing, up top, Comescher. Lobs the pass down to Lipker, and now we get a push. Offensive foul, they're going to say Suzanne Strasberg after catching that pass. She had a little benefit. They say that she pushed off a Red Cloud defender, so it's an offensive foul. So that's the second against the Lady Bobcats. A little sluggish start here for Lady Bobcats. They got out to kind of a quick start, and Red Cloud's been able to keep it close. That's kind of the key of the ball game here. Hannah Fisher with the ball now is working up to Nibby. Left wing over to Shipman. Now it's intercepted. Here's Comescher trying to beat the defense. She's one on two and finds Kenzie Hubble, who's checked back in, and Hubble lays it up off the glass and in. Kenzie Hubble. Good to see her back on the floor. She's got 4 points. Down to 28 seconds and counting. That pass is going to sail over everybody. As Maria Akinga was looking for one of her teammates on the right side, it goes into the first row of the stands. Blue Hill playing, it looks like, for the final possession here of the first quarter, up 10-7. Hubble will dribble into the corner, left side. Over to Komescher, back to Hubble, playing keep away, down to 9 seconds, looking for Willicott on the back door. And it's out of bounds, last touch by Red Cloud. It's 5.2 left here in the first quarter. Hubble will toss it in, looking for Willicott. Easy pass, her shot no good. Rebound Red Cloud, and time's going to expire here in the first half. First quarter, that is. With your score, Blue Hill 10, Red Cloud 7 after 1. We'll be back with more basketball in 1 minute here on The Breeze.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now we're back here on The Breeze here. Glad to have you with us here tonight at this D19 sub-district final. Blue Hill leading Red Cloud 10-7. Elsewhere tonight, after one quarter of play, St. Mary's leading Chambers Wheeler Central in the D17 sub-district final, 17-8. Again, St. Mary's leading Chambers Wheeler Central. And also tonight, Norfolk Catholic leading Pierce 13-7 after one quarter. And St. Pat's leading Cambridge 12-9 after one quarter as well. Bertrand also ahead of Loomis after one quarter, 11-7. Here's Blue Hill with the basketball. As it goes up top, Kenzie Hubble will shoot from about 18 feet away. It's no good. Rebound going to be tied up. And it'll go to Red Cloud on the tie-up situation that time. By the way, all scores tonight brought to you by the Furniture Direct. By Furniture Direct. Red Cloud basketball as they skip it ahead in the hands of Jocelyn Shipman, who's double teamed right at midcourt, trying to get it across the timeline, and they're going to get a timeout called here on the floor. 7:35 left in the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The game over on ESPN Radio 1460 has Axtell and Elm Creek, and after one quarter play there, it's Elm Creek 10, Axtell 8. Again, they're brought to you by Furniture Direct here in Hastings. Red Cloud basketball, Bailey Lewis has it. She spins around from the defender over to Alexis Haas. Now Shipman with it in the corner, deep on the left wing. And she's going to be fouled. They'll say by Eurico Hernandez-Peel. That is her first personal foul. It's the team's third on Blue Hill. Some more substitutions as Red Cloud substitutes pretty freely here. Looks like Fisher and Shipman will check out. Maria Akinga back in there, as is a shot put up there by Braylon Lockhart. The other player in there is McCleary, and now a rebound taken away by Blue Hill. 10-7 lead. Blue Hill leads it with 7-10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hernandez-Peel for the three. She's wide open. Weak side rebound goes to Comesher, and she almost got it to fall. Instead, she's going to be fouled. And two free throws coming up here. Bailey Lewis whistled for that foul. That's her first. Team foul number two on the Warriors. Here is Comesher standing at the free throw line. First one is good. And she now has 4 points. Had a good free throw shooting night the other night as well. Second one, no good. Rebound, though, to Willicott. Willicott puts it back up and in. So they come away with 3 points there. And it's now 13-7. In the hands now of Alexis Haas. Has three defenders to beat and lost the basketball, but it's scooped up by a Red Cloud player. Bailey Lewis now has it up at the top of the key, and they're going to say foul on the arm. And that's going to go against Kenzie Hubble. That's her first personal foul. Well, all of a sudden, the whistles started buzzing here at the gymnasium. Alexis Hoff over to the left wing. Kinga has it back up top to Hoff, and now Bailey Lewis between the circles will dribble with Hubble on her. Hubble switching up, going between two different offensive players here. Now Lewis with a skip pass ahead to Hoff. Hoff trying to drive inside, looking for an outlet, and it's thrown away as Hernandez-Peel comes up with the steal. She's got the pass from Hubble now. Cross-court pass over to Lene Comesher. Here she is from 15 feet away, and she drains it. 6 points now for Lene Comesher as Blue Hills jumped out to a 15-7 advantage. Red Cloud trying to beat the defense. There's a steal right at midcourt. Coming the other way is Willicott. Willicott will lay it up and in. She is a fun player to watch, Mackenzie Willicott. And she is a senior leader on this team. Red Cloud now trying to beat the defense. They throw the basketball away as it goes all the way to the wall at the other end of the floor. So a turnover, number 7 on Red Cloud. Blue Hill will take over right there. It's 17-7 now. Lady Bobcats with the lead. They've led most of the way here. Hubble down to Comesher. Now Willicott outside again. Hubble will shoot the 18-footer. No good. Two Blue Hill defenders there to rebound it. And it's Comesher with a rebound and putback. And it's now 19-7. There's a timeout called by Red Cloud head coach Casey Fangmeyer. 19-7 your score with the 5:18 mark of the second quarter. Blue Hill leads it. We're back after this.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
1230 KHAS.
Actually, it's the Breeze, 94.5. Glad to have you here tonight. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic in Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Over on Classic Hits, 98.9, Kearney Catholics out to a good start against Minden. 12-5, the Lady Stars lead the Whippets. We'll keep you up to date on that score here as the night goes along. Red Cloud with the basketball, looking to take the length of the floor, having difficulty with the entry pass, and it's stolen away now by Kenzie Hubble. And they get it down to Willicott. Willicott will lay it up and in. So a quick turnover and a score right there by Blue Hill. Now Red Cloud able to beat the defense. Bailey Lewis comes up with the high post. As soon as she goes to shoot it, it's knocked away out of her hands. And here comes Blue Hill in their transition game, laid up and in by Mackenzie Willicott, and now all of a sudden Blue Hill is running away with this basketball game. It's 23-7. Red Cloud needs to find an answer fast for this pressure defense, and there's another timeout called by head coach Casey Fangmeyer. So we'll take another one here. 23-7, Blue Hill with the lead. Back after this.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
This has been a long scoring drought here for Red Cloud. They have not scored yet here in the second quarter. It's at the 444 mark, and a nice run here for Blue Hill. I believe this is about a 15-0 run here. Now there's a steal as Comesher comes up with it. Hubble down the floor. That might have been an offensive foul, but instead she lost the basketball. It might have been the best thing to come out of that possession for Blue Hill, because that was probably going to be a foul. Now there's a steal on the entry pass. Comesher comes up with it, lays it up, count it, and she's fouled. Well, all of a sudden, Blue Hill has really turned it up to another gear here. That foul, by the way, on Bailey Lewis, that's her second. Comesher, meanwhile, having a big game here. She's already got 10 points. Looking to add one more right here with the free throw. And her chance for the three-point opportunity coming up right here. She'll dribble a couple times, puts it up, and swish. Nothing but net. 26-7, your score now. Blue Hill all over Red Cloud. And again, not letting up on defense here. Now we're going to maybe get a foul here. Right at midcourt, right down in front of us here, and they're going to get Willicott for the block. She didn't give the Red Cloud player enough room there to get it across, so it'll be on her. Red Cloud retains possession. Alexis Hoff down to the high post for Morgan Nibby. Nibby lost the dribble. Now gets it out to Hoff. Working around Shipman for three. And good. She had a foot on the line, they'll say, and that's the first point of the quarter here for Red Cloud. Jocelyn Shipman with a long two-pointer. 26-9 your score. Blue Hill working it over to Comesher on the left side, up to the high post for Lipker. Now pass is going to go up to Hubble, top of the key. Bounces around, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to go to Red Cloud. 3:40 to go here in the first half. 26-9. Blue Hill with the lead. Now dribbling with the left hand is Alexis Haas. She gets it back on the pass there. Now ball is batted around there down by the basketball hoop. And it's going to go out of bounds. Stay with Red Cloud. And they're going to substitute freely here once again. Three new players coming in. Bailey Lewis, Emily McCleary, and Hannah Fisher check in for Red Cloud. Also out there, Braylon Lockhart and Jocelyn Shipman. It'll be Lewis looking for the entry pass, looking, and she goes up top and is thrown away. Not the hands you want it to go to either. Lene Comesher, as she'll go down and lay it up and in. Easy bucket that time for Blue Hill, and it's now 28-9. Here's Bailey Lewis, top of the key. Works it over to Shipman on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound into the hands of Lipker. And now Blue Hill will bring it across once again at the three-minute mark, leading by 19. Shot put up by Lipker, no good. Rebound fought for. It'll go into the hands of Red Cloud, out of bounds. Well, it's been a great start here for Blue Hill fans, especially in this second quarter. What an 18-2 run here, and now another turnover by the Lady Warriors. Mackenzie Willicott with it across the timeline, over to Hubble, between the circles, over to Hernandez-Peel, the dribble to the high post. Now over to Comesher, left wing, three-point shot on the way, off the front of the rim, no good. Red Cloud fans holding their breath here collectively. And the ball goes sailing out of bounds, it'll stay with the Warriors. Bailey Lewis will bring it across. No backcourt pressure this time. Shipman now with it. Lost the dribble, and it's stolen away by Kenzie Hubble. Here's Willicott. Willicott will dribble down to the post. Gets it out to Co-Mesher. Here's Hernandez-Peel. Work it around for the open Kenzie Hubble on the left side. Her shot left short. Rebound to Red Cloud. Lewis brings it across, picks up her dribble, and hesitated ever so slightly and going to be whistled for the travel. The referee right on top of it. So now at the 1:53 mark here of the first half, and it's 28-9 your score. Blue Hill leading Red Cloud. High post now. It goes to Suzanne Strasburg, to Willicott, out to Hubble for the 18-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound, Bailey Lewis. Warriors looking to cut into this lead here. They'd like to maybe get a couple threes or so here. And there's a nice open look underneath, and it goes to Braylon Lockhart for two more points. 28-11, your score.
Go, Red!
Here's Co-Mesher up top to Hubble. Good passing going on here for Blue Hill. They're quick passes as Strasburg tries to lay one up and in. It's off the glass, no good. Rebound to Red Cloud. Red Cloud doing a much better job on the boards here in the second quarter, just not producing offensively as much. Here's Hannah Fisher down the left side. Ball's kicked. And it's going to stay with Red Cloud.
Red Cloud.
58 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Glad to have you with us on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ Hastings. And there's a shot put up off the glass by Braylon Lockhart, but it's not going to fall. Rebound to Blue Hill. Mackenzie Willicott will get the play from Coach Streff. She'll dribble it over to Hubble. Hubble looks at the clock. Now we'll pass it off to Hernandez-Peel, looking to maybe play for the final possession here. They're at the 36-second mark here of the second quarter. Hubble, not dribbling, goes over to Co-Mesher, about 30 feet away. Hubble will, or Co-Mesher that is, will look to pass it off, and before she can, it's a foul on Red Cloud. And so Blue Hill will inbound it here, and by the way, that foul was on Alexis Hoff, her first. Hubble over to Co-Mesher, left wing, back up top between the circles for Hubble. Now Co-Mesher with it, about 25 feet away. Into the corner, Willicott, back to Co-Mesher. Out of the corner again, this time it's Lipker for three, and she gets it. Spun around and fell. And she's feeling pretty good about that one. Time now going to expire here in the first half. And Blue Hill feeling really good about themselves here. 31-11, they lead it here at halftime. We'll take a break, come back with the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up. We'll get you caught up on all the stats here and get you some scores as well. That's all coming up here on The Breeze after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Get more than you expect at Furniture. Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore located at West 2nd Street in Hastings. It's a kind of a one-sided affair here tonight at the D19 Subdistrict Final. It's Blue Hill leading Red Cloud 31-11, and really a big second quarter for Blue Hill as they scored 21 points to Red Cloud's 4 points. So there you see the big kind of turn in this game. It was 10-7 after one quarter, now 31-11. And let's take a look at your first half numbers here for Blue Hill. Lene Comasher, what can you say about the way she's played here tonight? Very well done. 13 points to lead all scorers. Mackenzie Willicott also has chipped in 8 points. 4 points for Kenzie Hubble, 3 apiece for Eureka Hernandez-Peel, and Adrian Lipker, right before halftime, had a nice three-pointer here in the corner. She shot it up there, it spun around, and then kind of did a little tightrope walk, it looked like, on the rim there and fell, and gave them a lot of momentum going into the locker room. Red Cloud just hasn't had a lot of success with this press that Blue Hill puts on defense, and they've come away with a few points here, only 11 points at the half. 6 points of those coming to Braylon Lockhart, 3 for Bailey Lewis, and 2 for Jocelyn Shipman. So far, Red Cloud hasn't gone to the free throw line yet. They haven't really had an opportunity to get any looks down low very often. Blue Hill, meanwhile, hasn't gone to the free throw line a whole lot either. 2 of 3, and all those being shot by Lene Comasher in the second quarter. Rebounds, unofficially, I've got Blue Hill down for 10, Red Cloud for 9. Turnovers, that's been a major factor here. Red Cloud with 13 of them, Blue Hill with 6. So there you go. Blue Hill again leading Red Cloud 31-11 here at halftime. Taking a look here as we deliver some more scores to you. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Again, get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic in Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Let's take a look at that scoreboard. D17 Subdistrict Final. It's halftime. In that one, it's St. Mary's leading Chambers Wheeler Central 32-24. Elsewhere, out west in the D29 Final, Arthur County leading Mullen 14-9 at halftime. That's a low-scoring affair. Let's see, girls basketball sub-district final. Wahoo Newman leading Wahoo 28-24 at the break. And a game a lot of people here are looking at is the D10 sub-district final. Axtell leading Elm Creek at the break 29-17. That game over on ESPN 1460 with Craig Ecker tonight. Elsewhere, let's see. Sandhills Thedford leading Pleasanton 17-15 in the D27 sub-district final. That's at halftime. Lexington girls leading Phillipsburg 42-39 in their contest here tonight. Let's see, Minden has caught Kearney Catholic at halftime. It's a good one going on out there in Lexington. 21-20 the halftime score. Minden on top of Kearney Catholic. And let's see if we can find some other here. Brady over Maxwell at halftime in the D111 sub-district final there. 17-16 right now, Brady on top of Maxwell. I got some other scores just coming in, it looks like. Ravenna has fallen to Centura tonight in their sub-district final. Must have got a little earlier start here. Centura defeating Ravenna 46-21. And it looks like that's all the scores we have right now. Again, we have a lot of games going on our radio stations here tonight over on 1230 KHAS. Mike Will has Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Sandy Creek, and also Tyson Avronik up at Grand Island Northwest High School with Adams Central taking on Central City. here tonight. We're providing updates through that one. And again, over on 98.9, we got Kearney Catholic Minden. That's a good ball game going on over there. 21-20 again, Minden leading at the break. And here it's Blue Hill leading Red Cloud 31-11 at halftime as well. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, get you ready for the second half after this on the Breeze.
Hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. Glad to have you on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. You know, I walked into Allen's, I think it was a couple weekends ago, and didn't realize how awesome that basement is down there. My little girl goes down there, and she likes to play with the trains and stuff that are down there, all kinds of good stuff that they've got in that basement at Allen Superstore. Check it out next time you're out there. That is just really, really cool. Thought I'd throw that out there. My girl has a fun time. She actually requests to go to Allen's all the time, believe it or not. We are here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 31-11, your score here. Again, leading scorers at the break, Lene Komescher with 13 for Blue Hill, 6 points for Braylon Lockhart for Red Cloud. Let's take a look at your seeds to success here. Again, we talked about it. Blue Hill needed to come out and kind of continue what they've been doing here over the course of these last 18 games. They play such good, stifling pressure defense, and they forced a number of turnovers, and that's exactly what they were able to do here. They got off to a kind of a slow start in the first quarter, but they really turned it up to another gear in the second quarter. And so far, it is working well for them. Red Cloud needing to find an answer and needing it quickly here, down by 20 and time becoming a factor. So again, tonight's Seed to Success was brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Wheatges. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Wheatges, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Inning set here for the second half. Glad to have you with us on the Breeze, 94.5. Again, the winner of this game moving on to the district final, which will be next Friday, February 27th, against either Axtell or Elm Creek. And right now, as we last check, it was, Axtell leading in that game by about 12 points. So we're getting started here. Blue Hill will open up with the possession, going left to right here as they switch sides. Komescher with the basketball, high post. She'll throw it over to Adrian Lipker. Back to Komescher, back to Lipker. Now over to the right side. And now we'll go swing it back left side. Komescher up top, Hubble. Now over to Hernandez-Peel. 18-footer on the way. Nope. A little too strong. Rebound on the weak side, though. Pulled down by Komescher. Chased down at the midcourt line as it swatted out to Kenzie Hubble. Hubble with it now. Dribble with the right hand. Down low, Willicott. Double team. Kicks it back out. They work it over to Komescher, left side. Now here's Lipker. Back up top, Hubble. 18-footer. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound goes to Red Cloud. Bailey Lewis will bring it up the floor. Gives it off to Alexis Hoff. Now they'll work it over right side. Shot put up from about 20 feet away. It's Maria Akinga, and her shot goes off the front of the rim. Rebound to Blue Hill. Mackenzie Hubble. Bounce pass over to Comesher. Back to Hubble. Now back to Comesher. Skip pass over to Adrian Lipker. Pass deflected in the air. Chased down, though, by Comesher. Working around the right side of the perimeter now. Now a cross-court pass from from Eurico Hernandez-Peel. And as the ball goes sailing into the low post, we get a three-second violation called against the Lady Bobcats. So that's as good as a turnover right there. And so far, a slow start here in this third quarter. Bailey Lewis now gets ahead of the defense on the left wing. Pulls up her dribble looking for an outlet. She finds Alexis Hoff. Hoff now gets passed back. Double teamed on the left wing. Now will dribble. Here's Lewis working around right side now for Maria Akinga. Back to Lewis. Lewis dishes it off left side. Now gets it back. And now a three-point shot on the way. No good for Alexis Hoff. Rebound Blue Hill. Just nothing open. No shots falling for either team so far here in the second half. Here's Comesher now, just as I say that, and puts up a long three. It's no good. Rebound, though, on the weak side goes to Mackenzie Willicott, and she puts it back up and in. Blue Hill now out to a 22-point lead here in this contest. Two on one here for Red Cloud down at the other end. Now the defense catches up. Here's Bailey Lewis for three. No good. Rebound goes to Adrian Lipker. And Blue Hill will get set up in their half-court offense. Comesher brings it up the floor. Over to Hernandez-Peel. Lost the basketball. It's stolen away. As coming up with it that time was Alexis Hoff. A little rare miscue there by Hernandez-Peel. 18-footer. No good. Rebound Blue Hill. Goes into the hands of Willicott. Lost her dribble, though, and now it's going to be turned over back to Red Cloud. Bailey Lewis trying to hustle up the floor here and now lost the basketball. Comesher has it. Now it's loose again, and we have a collision and a foul going to be whistled one way or the other. And I believe they're going to get it on Blue Hill. And that'll be on Adrian Lipker, her second. So the ball will be inbounded from the far sideline. Bailey Lewis looking to throw it in. No, we're going to get a timeout instead. 4:47 left here in the third quarter. And it's Blue Hill up on Red Cloud 33-11. We're back in 30 seconds.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now, welcome back once again with you here at St. Cecilia High School, Blue Hill and Red Cloud in this D19 sub-district final. Got this tweet from Tyson Avronik. Looks like Central City leading Adams Central at halftime 22-20. Again, he's providing updates over on 1230KHAS for that game. Red Cloud with the basketball. In the left wing, it goes over to Jocelyn Shipman. I'll work it back around. Shipman has it once again over back to the perimeter for Bailey Lewis. Swatted as she tried to get it down to Braylon Lockhart. But getting a hand on Adrian Lipker, she swats it out of bounds. Blue Hill has very quick hands. Looking inbound is Lewis. Gets it to Lockhart. Turnaround jumper over Lipker. It's going to go off the rim, no good, and Blue Hill comes up with the basketball. Lipker will bring it across the floor. I don't think that's quite her forte. Not the point guard here on this team. Hubble over to Hernandez-Peel, deep on the right wing. High post to Willicott, back to Hernandez-Peel. Now Comesher has it, and quick passes all the way around. Hernandez-Peel trying to chase one down, gets it. Back to Hubble, back to Hernandez-Peel. Now Comesher with the ball. Outlets gets it back. She'll throw up the three-pointer. Spins around. It's no good. We get a lot of contact. No whistle, though, and ball loose on the floor. Now there's a foul. And it'll go against Yuriko Hernandez-Peel. That's going to be her second. That is the second team foul whistled against Blue Hill here in the second half. Low scoring third quarter here. It's only 2 points have gone down here. It's 33-11. And now a steal by Hernandez-Peel as Red Cloud turns the ball over. Blue Hill quickly up the floor, setting up in their half court. And now a steal at the other end. Red Cloud intercepts the ball. And we've played almost 5 minutes here with one field goal by either team. And if you're Red Cloud, you don't like that. You want to score. Down by 22 points. Basketball controlled by Morgan Nibby. Looking down low for a teammate. Goes in the hands of Shipman off the rebound. No good. Now there's another offensive rebound. This time Braylon Lockhart gets it off the right side of the rim, and then she's going to be fouled. Meanwhile, Mackenzie Willcott came down hard and looks to be okay, but might have just kind of banged up her right knee. And Coach Straff going to bring her out, let her get a little bit of a rest here. Brings in Lindsey Hafer. So Hafer, Hernandez-Peel, Comesher, Hubble on the floor, as well as Suzanne Strasburg. Now passes almost tipped. And Red Cloud able to come up with the basketball. Then the high post. Nibby has it. Kicks it out to Fisher, who will drive the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. And they're going to get Yuriko Hernandez-Peel for her third foul. And I think Hernandez-Peel thinks they're picking on her. That's her third personal foul. Visibly frustrated here. Now some free throws coming. First ones of the night for Red Cloud. And there's their first point of this third quarter. Anna Fisher drains the first one. Second free throw on the way is up and bounces around. It's good. Substitution there. Alex Hoff coming in for Jocelyn Shipman. No backcourt pressure. Kenzie Hubble will come across. Between the circles, outlets right side to Hernandez-Peel. Now they'll swing it around left side of the perimeter. Back up top to Hubble. Hubble drives, now cut off. Gets it back. Bounce pass over to Hernandez-Peel. Hernandez-Peel with the right-handed dribble, and ball was knocked away from her momentarily and out of bounds. Emily McCleary with the quick hands on that one, able to keep it away from Hernandez-Peel. Now Blue Hill basketball. Hubble with it up top. Over to Comesher. She'll drive the baseline, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled as the shot was left short. Foul going to be whistled against
Hannah Fisher.
That's her first. Just the first team foul, though, on Red Cloud. And Comesher puts it in. She's the only Blue Hill player to shoot free throws tonight, and so far, so good. She is now, as she drains them both, she's now 4 of 5 from the charity stripe here tonight. It's 35-13. Red Cloud basketball has tipped momentarily, but Red Cloud able to chase it down. Shot put up from 18 feet away. Emily McCleary puts it in. 35-15. Blue Hill basketball. Hubble with it over to Comesher. Back to Hubble. They like to do this a lot. They like to go play back and forth and play kind of in a triangle. Here's Kenzie Hubble from 18 feet away, and she knocks it down. So now, after about 5 minutes where neither team could score, both teams answering each basket. Here's Hannah Fisher for a long two-pointer from the right side. No good. Rebound, Blue Hill. Down to a minute 22 to go here and counting here in the third quarter. 37-15, Lady Bobcats with the lead. Hernandez-Peel with it. She's double-teamed. Up top now, Comesher with it. Dribble pass back to Hernandez-Peel. Now they work it into the high post. Kick it back out. Komescher for three. It's off the rim. No good. And a rebound into the hands of Braylon Lockhart. Down inside a minute now here in the third quarter. Skip pass goes to McCleary. They're playing about 25 feet away from the basket here. Back and forth passes between Hoff and McCleary. They go to the high post now. Now down to the low post looking for Lockhart, and she can't hang on to the basketball. Tried to save it in and into a Blue Hill defender's hands instead. Now we're at the half-minute mark here of the third quarter. Komescher dribbles, gives it off to Kenzie Hubble. Now we'll just hold here as they're trying to take the air out of the basketball. Hubble back over to Komescher. Back to Hubble. Now cross-court pass to Hernandez-Peel. She'll drive down to the baseline, cut off. Back up top to Komescher, 18 feet away. Good look at the basket. Couldn't get it, though. Rebound and put back left short by Sydney Strasburg. However, she is foul on the right hand. Second team foul then on Red Cloud, and that's going to go against Alexis Hoff. That's her second. Free throw, no good. Mackenzie Willicott will check back in place of Eurico Hernandez-Peel. Three new players in there as well for Red Cloud. Second free throw is no good. And a rebound, Kenzie Hubble on the offensive glass and gets it back up and in at the buzzer for the layup. Count it, and we've reached the end of the third quarter with Blue Hill leading here 39-15. We'll come back for the fourth quarter right after this one-minute timeout on the Breeze 94.5.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now we're back here. As we start the fourth quarter, Red Cloud will have the basketball as they go right to left. Bailey Lewis will dribble with the right elbow. She's going to get a double team now on her. They'll work it around the perimeter, left side. Back up top to Bailey Lewis. Now they'll swing it around. Lewis gets it once again. Now back over to Hannah Fisher. Again, nothing has been open all night for Red Cloud underneath the hoop. There's a three-point shot by Shipman, and it's going to be off the rim into the hands of a Blue Hill defender. Oh, here comes Hubble across the floor. Dishes off left wing to Komescher, and now into the hands of Lipker out near the three-point line. Lipker going to drive in the middle. Her layup left short, falling to the ground for the rebound was Mackenzie Willicott, but then lost the dribble. And at the other end, going back the other way, Red Cloud going to turn it right back over with a traveling violation whistle. Again, 39-15, it's been pretty much all Blue Hill here. It was 10-7 in favor of the Lady Bobcats after the first quarter, but then they went on a 21-4 run in that second quarter and really put this game away then. Red Cloud's been chasing ever since. Now underneath the hoop, Mackenzie Willicott will put one in off the glass. Two more for her, as she now has 12 points. It's 41-15. Both of the contests these two teams have played each other, Red Cloud has not been able to get over 20 points. See if that changes here tonight. They've got 15 points right now at the 6:38 mark. Red Cloud with the basketball, looking for more here on this possession. And Bailey Lewis with it, way up top, double team, kicks it out left side. 18-footer on the way for Alexis Hoff, not going to fall, and rebound taken now. Bailey Lewis from about 25 feet away, it's no good. Rebound to Red Cloud, and a putback this time. We'll go to Braylon Lockhart, and she adds two more to her total. She's now got eight. It's 41-17. Here's Komescher with a lob pass down low for Willicott, right in off the glass. And Mackenzie Willicott adds to her total. Both teams answering bucket for bucket that time. 43-17 now our score. High post. They kick it back out now to Alexis Hoff. Here's a three for Bailey Lewis. Trying to bring down the house. That one not going to fall. Rebound Blue Hill. Mackenzie Hubble will bring it across. Dishes ahead to Komescher. Lene Komescher in there with 15 points here this evening. A little bit quiet here in the second half. Certainly not on defense, though. Kenzie Hubble picks up her dribble with a good defender on her. That's Bailey Lewis. And now lays up and in. Komescher there for the layup. And now she's got 17 points in this one. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Blue Hill up big, 45-17. Red Cloud working her down to the low post. Swatted away. What a nice play by Adrian Lipker as Braylon Lockhart was stuffed on that one. Now a steal at midcourt going back the other way. Here's Maria Akinga. Nice steal, but then catching up on defense was Hubble and Komescher. They are a good 1-2 punch for this Blue Hill defense. And Red Cloud will retain possession underneath the basketball hoop. Right down there on the baseline, it'll be Jocelyn Shipman looking for the outlet. Finds Fisher and actually overthrew her. It's going to go out of bounds. So it looks like Blue Hill up big here, barring a big comeback here by Red Cloud. Probably going to advance here to this district final next week. Axtell, meanwhile, leading Elm Creek 44-27 after three quarters. That game on 1460 ESPN Radio, and Blue Hill turns the ball over. Here's Maria Akinga with the basketball. Down low, Morgan Nibby with it, and she's going to be fouled in the paint. I believe Adrian Lipker going to be whistled on that one. That'll be her third. Team foul number five on the Warriors. So again, Axtell leading Elm Creek 44-27 after three quarters. Giltner also leading Silver Lake 50-42 with a minute 52 left in that game out in Wood River. So Giltner up in their contest. Blue Hill basketball down to the four-minute mark. Here's Komescher around a defender. A nice skip pass ahead to Mackenzie Willicott. And two more for her. We get a timeout called by Blue Hill coach Tim Strath. 3:56 to go here in this one. It's 47-17 Blue Hill. We'll be back right after this.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now, welcome back in. Taking a look at some more scores around the area. Kearney Catholic and Minden in a classic battle. Those two teams always seem to be good. Kearney Catholic leading Minden 35-31 after three quarters. Again, that game is over on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. Hampton leading in their contest tonight 43-31. And they're playing Meridian tonight. Here it's all Blue Hill, 47-17. Red Cloud with the ball. They've got it down to Kiara Urich. We've got a lot of backups in here for both teams now on the floor, so we'll try to get these names here as we go. Haley Comesher in the ball game now, as well as Bailey Porter. Now Taylor Boniface with it way up top. She's being guarded closely by Maria Akinga. Haley Comesher again now dribbles, lost it momentarily, chases it down. Suzanne Strasberg holding, looking for an outlet, goes to Haley Comesher. And Comesher will dribble around in the fourth court. Outlet pass to Lindsay Hafer. Now Strasberg will shoot from the free throw line and knocks it down. 49-17, Blue Hill. Pass ahead to Jocelyn Shipman. They'll work it around left side now for Fisher. Deep on the wing in the corner. Toss back up top to Kiara Urich. Pass almost taken away there, but Red Cloud retains. Shot put up by Urich. It's not going to fall, and it'll go back to Blue Hill. A fresh five coming in here now for Red Cloud. Red Cloud's going to bring in, looks like their original starting lineup. As bringing it across the floor is Haley Comesher, ahead to Hafer. Now Comesher gets it back. Again, that's Haley Comesher. Lene has taken a seat here. Bailey Lewis with a steal gets to the head of the defense, lays it up and in, and she's fouled.
That's good by Bailey Lewis.
Bailey Lewis going to head to the free throw line, looking to convert on the three-point play. Another substitution being made. Morgan Nibby will check in now for Laura Stitt, who is in there for a few minutes. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Blue Hill. Haley Comesher able to come down with it, the 5 foot 4 inch freshman, younger sister of Lene Comesher. And a steal there by Bailey Lewis. She goes at the other end and gets fouled. Basket is not good. But another two-shot opportunity this time coming for Bailey Lewis. Free throw up, and it is going to bounce around and fall down. And by the way, that's the first free throw made here tonight for Red Cloud. Second one also good. Excuse me, that is not. That's the fourth free throw. Fourth free throw made here tonight, 4 out of 5. I'm not looking at the top of my scorebook here. 49-21 now, your score. And Lady Bobcats play in their half-court offense. Lindsay Hafer ahead to Bailey Porter. Now Boniface with it on the right wing. Defender all over her. That's Morgan Nibby with the good defense. Blue Hill basically with their... they've unleashed their bench, basically, and Red Cloud with their starters in here. Now Red Cloud with Alex Haas going at the other end. Drags her feet, lays it up. It's left short, but they get the offensive rebound. Now Hoff again will shoot from 18 feet away in the left wing. No good. Rebound, Blue Hill. Little contact underneath the basket. It'll be a foul against the Warriors. That's going to go on Bailey Lewis, her third. Bailey Lewis going to sit down. Probably her final minutes of the ball game. Bailey Lewis, the 5'7 senior, getting a nice applause from some of the fans here. She's going to finish out her senior career, and people are really showing all their appreciation now as Coach Fangmeyer letting all the seniors get a nice standing ovation here, and that's a good sight. Blue Hill Bobcats with the basketball here with 1:05 to go in this game. It's Haley Comesher on the right wing up top for Boniface. And now controlled by Lindsey Hafer on the left side. Dribbling with the left hand is Porter. Now Boniface gets it back. Trying to get around a defender. It's knocked out of her hands by Morgan Nibby. Down to 40 seconds left in this one. Here's Jocelyn Shipman over to Kiara Urich now on the right wing. She'll get it back. Skip pass ahead to Shipman, working around left side. Back to Urich. Urich thought about it. Dishes it back off. Shipman for 18 feet away. It's no good, and it's going to be out of bounds. Laura Stitt will check back in place of Morgan Nibby. And Blue Hill going to advance here to their district final next Friday. Yet to be determined where that site will be. It looks like they'll play Axtell if they hold on in their ball game. Shot put up now by Bailey Porter. It's left short. Rebound fought forward, taken out of there by Red Cloud. And we get a little contact here. It's going to go back to Blue Hill. They say it was a travel on that play. And the final shot of the game taken by Strasburg will not fall, but it doesn't matter because Blue Hill's advancing in this one. 49-21, they get the victory here tonight over Red Cloud. A huge performance, especially in that second quarter. That's where this game really got away. And Blue Hill will advance to the D15 district final next Friday. We'll take a break, add up the stats, and get you some more scores, and we'll look for head coach Tim Streff. It's all coming up here on the postgame show, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. That's coming up right after this break.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enroe, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back in. Thanks for joining us here tonight on The Breeze, 94.5. The D19 sub-district tournament is in the books. Blue Hill advances to move on to the D15 district final next Friday with a 49-21 victory here tonight over Red Cloud. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is on now on The Breeze. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Back in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, I'm Brandon Peoples. Recapping this one here tonight, it was all Blue Hill after the second quarter, really after the first quarter. It was 10-7 Blue Hill after one, and they went on a tear in the second quarter, outscoring Blue Hill 21-4 in that quarter, and went on to win it here 49-21 tonight. Big performances here, both from Lene Comesher and Mackenzie Willicott once again. Comesher with 17 points, 13 of which came in the first half. Mackenzie Willicott also added 16, balanced effort, 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half here for her tonight. Kenzie Hubble, again, a good night defensively, and she also scored 8 points for the Lady Bobcats. There's also 3 points for Eureka Hernandez-Peel, 3 for Adrian Lipker, and 2 for Suzanne Strasburg. For Red Cloud, they were led offensively here by Braylon Lockhart tonight. 8 points for her, 7 points for Bailey Lewis, 2 points apiece for Hannah Fisher, Emily McCleary, and Jocelyn Shipman. At the free throw line tonight, not a lot of them shot here. In fact, just 7 for Blue Hill. They went 4 of 7 at the charity stripe. Red Cloud, 4 of 5. Good night at the free throw line. Just didn't get there very often. Rebounds. Blue Hill won that battle here tonight, 21-16, and there were quite a bit of turnovers. I actually don't have that official number on those, but big win here for Blue Hill. Taking a look, we'll see if we can grab some scores here real quick for you. On the Furniture Direct scoreboard here, as we deliver the score, Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic in Hastings, and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Well, taking a look at some other scores here as I look on Twitter for you. St. Mary's, they win over Chambers Wheeler Central tonight in the D17 final. St. Mary's wins it 66-53. Elsewhere, at the final in Holdridge, Bertrand defeats Loomis in their sub-district final, 62-27. Giltner, they beat Silver Lake tonight in the D28 sub-district final. They're moving on with a 57-47 win over Silver Lake. Elsewhere, we've also got North Platte St. Pat's leading late in their contest, 41-35 over Cambridge. Mullen also ahead of Arthur County late in that game, 36-27. That's a D2 sub-district game. Maxwell and Brady and knotted up at 28 with 2 minutes left in that game. Layton and South Platte out west. It's Layton ahead after 3, 36-27. Again, they're a little bit behind because of the time zone. And don't have any other scores to pass along right now. There's a good one going on 98.9, Kearney Catholic and Minden. Both of those teams are likely going to be in the state tournament anyway, but obviously you want to win your sub-district and have that over your opponent, and they are in another classic battle tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Last check, Kearney Catholic was ahead. It's been going back and forth in that one, and of course we've also got games on 1230 KHAS and Axtell and Elm Creek, just waiting for that one to come final as well. Going to take a break. We'll see if we can't track down head coach Tim Streff, and we'll do that here real quick. Back after this on The Breeze.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Our Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now welcome back once again to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. We're having a difficult time finding head coach Tim Streff here, but big win for Blue Hill. They were the best team in this sub-district by far. All four teams here not quite up to par with the way Blue Hill has played this season. Blue Hill now 21-2. They've won 19 games in a row and look to be a formidable foe for anybody down the stretch here the rest of the way. Blue Hill will play, probably going to be playing Axtell, as last check it looked like Axtell was up big over Elm Creek. So that ought to be a pretty good, interesting matchup next Friday. And who knows? We'll see what happens down the stretch. It gets a lot tougher here the rest of the way you go here in the end of the basketball season. It's just a lot of fun to watch these final games here. By the way, some other contests going on tonight. It looks like Mullen came back in their game out in D2 to win that game 38-29 over Arthur County. Yeah, we're getting a lot of games on Twitter being updated from out west. North Platte St. Pat's, they knock off Cambridge 46-37. And keep looking here. I'm going to get you a couple more scores here before we go off. We mentioned Giltner. They win their sub-district. They're moving on. And they will play the winner of either Spalding Academy or Osceola next week in their district final. So Giltner moves on. Blue Hill moves on. A lot of local area teams. And Axtell, of course, looks like they're moving on as well. So big night here. Here we go. Kearney Catholic defeating Minden. So Kearney Catholic wins to move on to their district final. 49-38, the final over the Lady Whippets. That game, again, was on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight. Again, we'll have all the scores for you on our radio stations tomorrow. Here we go. There's another final just coming in. Axtell downs Elm Creek tonight, 56-43. So Blue Hill will face Elm Creek. Excuse me, will face Axtell next Friday in their district final. Again, here tonight, it was Blue Hill 49, Red Cloud 21. Your final score in the D19 sub-district final. I'm Brandon Peoples with you here tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and I want to say thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in tonight, and I want to also thank Dakota Higer for engineering this contest tonight on the Breeze. That's going to do it here from St. Cecilia High School, again, Blue Hill, over Red Cloud, 49-21. Have a good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.